One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it's close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Now I'm going to ask you a question and you should answer with a complete sentence.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I say, the price of a train ticket is $5, right? You say,
no. The price of the train ticket is $20.
Great. So please be sure to use complete sentences in your question.
Okay.
Yes,
the bus, the price of the bus,
can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I can take the bus to New York City.
Okay. What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of a bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15?
No, I said the price of the bus ticket is $11. Some English learners may find it hard to understand the difference between cardinal and ordinal numbers. Cardinal numbers are used for counting, such as the four in four apples. When we talk about dates and the orders of things, we use ordinal numbers. Ordinal numbers have a suffix usually after the number. An example of an ordinal number is the 4th in the 4th of July. When we count something, we should use cardinal numbers.
Fourth is a cardinal number, right?
No, fourth is an ordinal number. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing, and the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, I can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
In West Village, I can watch foreign movies. No, I said in the West Village, I can watch foreign movies. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is a high-lying park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue. Yes, the Highline Park is above the street level.
And the Highline Park is 5th Avenue, right?
No, the Highline Park is at 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It's located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It's part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the Cloisters is a part of the Metropolitan Museum. No, the Cloisters is located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of the North American, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, the American continent consists of North and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains
No, the Rocky Mountains is located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the colors of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other line, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane. Yes, a solid line means that the cars cannot cross the cross the other lane. No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture. Yes, wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas. No, agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas.